Shalom v'racha, Rabbi Yisai, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we continue with Sfas Talmud from the Chavetz Chaim, share number 7 in the introduction, discussing the person who's running after luxuries. This individual, he doesn't have to uproot his family and run away from the town he lived in and raise his children in a makom, in a place without any Torah mitzvahs, which will affect them and the future generations. That we spoke about. The Chavetz Chaim is now addressing, as we mentioned yesterday, about a person who, because of this need to live with all these luxuries, he's mevatel from Torah, he's mevatel from Tefillah. He used to learn on a regular basis, he used to daven with minyanim, he used to daven 3 times a day. And this does not exist in this person's life now. Why? Because he's too busy. He's working day, he's working night, he's working night and working day, and every time in between. And even when he does daven, and even when he does make brachas, they're quick davening, they're quick brachas, grabbing a bracha here, grabbing a bracha there. Does he have kavana? Does he understand what he's saying? Is he focusing? Is he thanking Hashem? The Rambam tells us, Adam nimshach acher sviva, a person is influenced by his surroundings. This person is influenced by his surroundings. All of that excitement, the energy, the enthusiasm he had when he was in yeshiva has dried up, it's gone, and it's been replaced with the gashmius, with the taiva, with the desires of running after the pleasures of this world. And of course, there are different levels. There are some who are learning less, but still learning. This is also a problem because they're learning less. There's some are learning half of what they used to do, a third of what they used to do. The Chavetz Chaim now brings a quote from his sefer, Shem Olam, in Chelek Aleph, Shar HaChazakas HaTayer Perik Yud Gimel. And the Chavetz Chaim feels it's important to bring from that sefer that he wrote in the introduction here to the sefer Sfas Tamim. And he tells us strong words once again, how you have people who have, and I'll explain what this means, you have their gemaras, the pages of their gemaras are all over the walls of their house. The pages of Mishnayos are on the chairs and the tables. The nice chairs and the beautiful tables and the halachas of the Torah are spread out all over their clothing. What is he referring to? He's referring to the Medrash in Mishlei in Perek Yud that says, in the future a person will be asked, Be'ez Hadin, at the time of judgment. This is not the judgment of Rosh Hashanah, which is approaching less than 2 weeks. Habolan Lutaiva. This is talking about the person's judgment after he leaves this world. And he'll be asked, did you learn Mikra, Mishnah, Gemara, Halacha? Did you learn Chumash? Did you learn the Mishnayos? Did you learn the Gemara that you could have learned? And the mere fact, if they're asking him this question in the Beis Din Shlemailo, he obviously had this capability. Hashem's not going to come and ask us to do something we cannot handle. And if that's the case, why doesn't he know the Mishnayos? Why doesn't he know the Gemara? Why didn't he learn the Halachas? And the answer is the Chavetz Chaim, because he was too busy buying the fancy chairs and spreading, figuratively speaking, his Mishnayos over the chairs, meaning he's spending time on the chairs or on the other luxuries of his house and his cars. And that's why he didn't spend time on the Mishnayos and on the Gemaras. He was machlif es hashas shaloi. He switched, he exchanged his Gemara, the strength he had to learn his Gemara, with focusing on the gashmius of this world. He exchanged the Mishnayos, he exchanged the Halachas with the fancy clothing. And That's what this person was doing. He was switching Olam HaZeh with Olam HaBa and Olam HaBa with Olam HaZeh. What's he going to answer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem says, did you spend time learning? Did you spend time davening? Did you spend time davening properly? Understanding the words of what you were saying? This is a very big question, a very important question. We all have to ask ourselves. Make sure we have the proper answer. That we're spending our time in Olam HaZeh, focusing on Olam HaBa.